Blog Talk Radio.
Every day through the night, yeah, you're everywhere I go. Every step, you were there in the valley of the shadow. I know I never walk alone, not even for a minute. Wherever I'm in, I know that we're in it together, together. Your mighty hands are holding me together, together. You're the God who never leaves. When life is hard, we all need Jesus. We fall apart and you're put in the pieces. Together, together. Thank you, Lord, you hold all things together.
Through the highs and the lows and the bends and the road, Lord, I know. You're the calm and the storm, and I know that for my good, you're working all things together, together. Your mighty hands are holding me together, together. You're the God who never leaves. When life gets hard, we all need Jesus. We fall apart and you're putting the pieces together, together. King of Kings, together, together. Come on, everybody, sing. Together, together. Your mighty hands are holding me. Together, together. You're the God who never leaves. Life is hard, we all need Jesus. We fall apart and you're putting the pieces together, together.
That the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Hallelujah. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, and God bless you, my brothers and sisters. You are indeed tuned in to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, June 25th, 2023. Now, thanks to God, hallelujah, I am Apostle Shalene Cook. But as always, I am joined by some beautiful servant leaders here at Spirit Alive in the persons of Apostle Zeta Flowers, Evangelist Michelle Scott, Bishop Lester and Pastor Vanessa Carver, and Minister Tina Brown. We also have in the house with us this morning our faithful Spirit Alive family. I'd like to say a special good morning to my brother and my brother Leah, my sister Terry out in California. I'd like to say a special good morning to my Aunt Linda and my Aunt Nita. Hallelujah. So on behalf of all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, we just want to welcome you to this morning's service, and we pray that you will hear something on today, hallelujah, that will uplift your spirit and bless your very soul. But right now, we are about to go to opening prayer with our very own evangelist, Michelle Scott. Amen.
Thank you so much, Apostle Cook. Lord, we do thank you so much for bringing us all together, as the song said. Father God, I just ask that Everyone would close their eyes and bow their heads and humble their hearts as we go to the throne of grace and mercy. Oh, Father God, we first want to just thank you for touching each and every one of us with a finger of grace and mercy and allowing our eyes to spring open to see a new day, a day which we've never seen before. Lord God, we thank you for our health and our strength. We thank you for the activity of our limbs, no matter how great or small. We just thank you to be able to move, Father God. We thank you for being the God of second, third, and fourth chances, Father God. We thank you for just loving us even when we feel that we're not lovable, Father God. Lord, we thank you for just touching our family members and waking them up with blessed strength in the activity of their limbs. Father God, I ask right now that you would just touch the mother of this great assembly, Sister Shirley Snyder. We just hope that she would listen to your voice, Father God, as you guide her feet to the doctor's office. And we ask, Father God, that they would find whatever is ailing her body and fix it, Father God. Lord, we thank you for all of the servant leaders here at this ministry. And we thank you for every listener all over the world, Father God. And we ask that you touch them and move through their lives as only you can. You know what they're going through, so we just ask that you move whatever obstacles stand in their way. Lord God, we thank you for who you are and what you are in all of our lives. We thank you for your word, which is the bread of life and the living water that we drink daily. Lord God, I thank you personally for connecting me with such a great ministry family, Father God. Individuals who are just connected to you deep in their soul, Father God. And I just thank you for putting me in the company of them. Lord God, I thank you for all that you do for each and every one of your children, Father God. I thank you for never giving up on any of us. I thank you for always being there to lift up our bowed down heads, Father God. And I just thank you for just being you, Jesus. You just being yourself, Father God. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray, I lift him up, and I ask it all. Amen.
Oh, it's good. It's good for brothers to gather together in unity. You know, we've just sung that scripture, and really, that's what we're doing here tonight. As you look around you, you will see people from different nations and different cultures and backgrounds. And yet we've all come together for one purpose, and that is to worship. And as we worship together, our differences seem to disappear, and we really do become one body in Christ.
are, let us come to silence and not be cause.
Sing this song in Spanish. We come from Latin American countries, Mexico, Colombia, and Peru. We'd love for all of you in Spanish.
Aún siendo muchos, somos en Cristo un solo cuerpo de amor. Aún siendo muchos,
there is
none like him.
Hallelujah and glory to God. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And I will be standing in Mother Mitchell's stead this morning. And I'm just asking that our friends, our brothers and sisters around the world just continue to keep Mother Mitchell lifted up in prayer as our dear sister prayed during the opening prayer. As always, I will be reading to you from a powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. And the title of our reading for today is Jesus' Authority Has Been Given to Us. And that will be is based on scripture Matthew 28, 18 through 19, where the Word of God says, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore," hallelujah, "making disciples of all men, teaching them all things that I have taught you in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost," hallelujah. Pastor Prince says, "When God created man, He gave man authority to have a dominion over everything on earth. That's found in Genesis 1:26. But when man sinned, he gave this authority to Satan. And when man's authority was transferred to Satan, Satan brought in disease, poverty, strife, bitterness, pain, loss, and death. He messed up everything on earth for man. Somebody asked, Pastor Prince, why didn't God just grab the devil by the neck and throw him out of the garden? God did not do that because he is a judicial God. It was a man who gave away his authority to Satan, so it had to be a man who would legally take it back. And God has done this through a man. His name is Jesus. By his death on the cross, Jesus righteously restored all that man had lost. That is why, just before he went back to heaven, he said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Those words tell us that he has transferred his authority to us. The same authority that he had over the storm, evil spirits, sicknesses, diseases, and even death is now ours to use. So when there are reports of a flu epidemic and of young children falling sick in the media, know that you have dominion over the epidemic. Declare, by the authority given to me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this flu virus, this COVID virus will not come near my children. I plead the blood of Jesus over them. If you have been told that your family has a history of heart disease, take dominion over that thing and declare, by the authority given to me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I destroy every form, manifestation, and hereditary cause of this disease. By his blood, my family has been redeemed from this and every other curse. My friend, the authority which has been restored to us is not just the authority on earth that man has had before the fall, but Jesus' unquestionable and complete authority in heaven and on earth. Our thought for today, the same authority that Jesus had over the storm, evil spirits, sicknesses, diseases, and even death is now ours to use. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, readers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, and we just want you to know as a family that we believe in the power of prayer. Hallelujah. We believe, trust, and expect God to do what is best and exactly what he says he will do. So right now, my brothers and sisters, I just want you to clear your mind as we prepare to go to God's mercy seat in prayer.
Yes.
Almost High, we come singing praises to your
yes.
holy, righteous,
yes.
matchless name this
Thank
morning. Father God, we just come thanking you not just for what you do, but for who you are. Father God, we thank you that you loved us so much, hallelujah, that you didn't even withhold your only begotten son from us. So, Lord, before we go any further in this prayer, we come right now in your wonderful son, Jesus' name,
yes.
asking
yes.
for forgiveness
yes,
of all
Lord.
Sins. by omission or by commission, whether it was in word,
Jesus,
whether it was in deed, or whether it was in thought, Lord. We ask that you just create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit, because, Father God, we don't want anything to separate us from you. Now, Lord, we come, hallelujah, just lifting up every person that was around this world that is sick, because we know that you are Jehovah Rapha, the healer.
Yes.
And, Father God, you are able to heal us in mind, in body, and in spirit. There is nothing too hard for you. There is nothing impossible with you. Cancer can't catch a case in your court. Ha! Because you are not of sickness, disease, evil spirit. Hallelujah. Father God, everything that you plan for us is good, because we have an expected end in you. So, Lord, we ask that you touch broken bodies, broken hearts, broken spirits this morning, Lord. We pray that they would look to the hills from which cometh their help, and that they would allow you to be the lifter of their head. Now, Lord, we know that there are many among us out there, as we look around this world, hallelujah, that the spirit of fear will try to overtake us. The spirit of doubt will try to overtake us. The spirit of desperation will try to overtake us. Hallelujah. But we can praise you anyhow, God.
Yes, Lord.
Because we know, Lord God, when you stand with us, nothing can come against us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father God. And we just come singing your praises, because you don't lie. You're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. So if you said we have authority to call down that which is not of you, to rebuke it in your holy name, Father, that's what we come to do. Right now, Father God, we just ask that you walk through your world on today. And everybody that stands in a position of leadership in our government, kings, queens, potentates, politicians, Democrats, liberals, hallelujah, humanitarian, whatever the party, Lord God, there's only one you. And you created us all. So, Lord God, I pray that everyone that knows you in the pardon of their sin in the White House, in every hamlet, in every borough, in every town hall, Lord, we will make a intentional decision to do things according to your word and to do that which pleases you. Because, Lord, we already understand this is your world and the fullness thereof. So nothing's going to go on down here without your permission or your knowledge.
Amen.
So, Lord, as I pray against that spirit of infighting, I pray against that spirit of pride, we pray against those spirits, Lord God, that rise up and cause men to lose their way with you this morning, oh God. We come lifting up all who are abused, misused, mistreated, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
And Lord, not only
do we come praying for them, Lord, we come praying for the oppressors, the abusers, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We pray that they would too would come to know you in the pardon of their sins.
Yes.
So that they could be truly changed from the inside out. And Lord, we come to you, Jehovah Jireh, our Father who sees and provides our every need, whether we know we need it or not. Lord, we thank you for loving us so much and taking such wonderful care of your children. Even though we many times are unworthy, we are not walking in the way that we should.
Right.
But even when we are not faithful, God, we praise you that you remain faithful.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord God, even when some of us don't remain steadfast and or immovable, you do. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Lord, we come praying for those this morning that don't know you in the pardon of their sin.
Oh, God.
So, Lord, we come praying right now against that spirit of rejection, that spirit of fear, that spirit, Lord God, that they're never going to measure up. That we pray in the name of Jesus that they would allow him, hallelujah, to tell them who they are. And we pray in the name of Jesus that they would not count themselves out when by your son's death, burial, and resurrection, you counted us in. So, Lord God, we just pray in the name of Jesus for the lost. We pray, Lord God, that you would send compassionate, grace-filled, love-filled people to reach out and show them who you are, Father God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that we would speak love in such a way that everybody will know we belong to you, Lord. Hallelujah. We want to use us, Lord. Use our voices, our hands, our feet. We are your workmanship. Use us, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Lord, we just praise you right now for all the answered prayer. Because even in the midst of chaos, Lord, we know that your word is the truth. And it is true. And we believe your report. So, Lord God, no matter what's going on, we know that you're still high, you're still lifted up, and you're still in control. So, Lord God, we come once again on this day rededicating ourselves to you.
Yes.
Intentionally, Lord God,
yes,
declaring and decreeing that we will make a difference in this world. We will be your light. We will be your salt, Father God. We will, hallelujah, lift those who cannot have, that do not have the strength to lift themselves up. We will be that arm, that hand, that heart that reaches out to them. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for your, hallelujah, provision, because we know that there are those that are sitting out there that's been waiting on that job. They've been needing a financial breakthrough, Lord God.
Yeah.
And we know, Lord God, that you don't want us to, and you, we don't lack anything, and that includes finances. So, Lord, I pray that you bless the jobless with jobs. Bless the homeless with homes, oh God.
Yeah.
Mm. Lord God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that folks will begin to allow you to unharden their hearts and change them from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, we ask a special blessing upon our anointed speaker of the hour, Apostle Zeta. Lord God, we pray that you will just continue to pour into the mighty woman of God as she pours into your people. And Lord, I want to thank you for each and every person that's in this assembly this morning. I want to say, Lord, I thank you for my brother Lee and my sister Terry. Lord God, you know what they stand in the need of. And I pray that you give it to them, pressed down, shaken together until running over. Lord God, I come praising you for my Aunt Nita and my Aunt Linda this morning. Hallelujah. Father God, the same, you are the same God that watches over us, or you're watching over them. So Lord, whatever they stand in the need of, Lord God, I pray that you would bless them and bless them indeed.
Yes.
And Lord God, I want to say a special prayer for all the servant leaders here, for Bishop, who is so faithful, Lord God, and who is doing a mighty work amongst the men. And I thank you for his beautiful wife by his side, Pastor Vanessa, who comes, Lord God, and she teaches your word, Lord, clearly and simply. And she prays, Lord God, according to what is needed and not according to what our little hearts and ears may want to hear. I thank you for that this morning, God. I thank you for the beautiful ministers and evangelists of this assembly. I thank you for my beautiful sister, Minister Tina, who is a prayer warrior, Lord, who prays with me each and every day
for our
ministry and for the world.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you for my beautiful sister, Michelle, and her wonderful husband, my brother Jeff, and their children, Lord God. I pray that you just take my little family, Lord God, and hold them close to your bosom.
Do it, God.
Because, Lord God, they are obedient, and they do love you. And, Lord God, I just want to thank you for what you have done, what you're about to do, and what you will do in the sweet by and by. So, Lord, we just come this morning saying you and you alone are worthy of our praise. You and you alone are worthy of the glory. You and you alone are worthy of all honor. Mm-hmm. And Lord, we're just blessed to be your children. We're just blessed to be able to call you Abba Father. We're just blessed, Father God. Ha! Come going out and coming in. And we want to say thank you. Lord, I thank you that we never become weary of doing good, Lord. And I thank you, Lord God, that you walk with each and every one of us each and every day with every step that we take. And, Lord, if you never do another thing for us, we just want to say you've already done enough when you gave us your son, Jesus. But we want to thank you for that hallelujah, pressed down, shaken together, running over kind of love. We want to thank you, Lord God, for that extra portion of favor. We want to thank you, Father God, for that peace that surpasses all understanding. And then we want to come and thank you, God, for your joy that strengthens us and fortifies us and keeps us strong to fight the good fight. So, Lord, I just pray that for the people all over this world, I pray for those in the foreign countries, Lord God, who don't know where their next meal is coming from, who have no homes. But, Lord, we praise you because they're still praising you. They're still glorifying you. They're still trusting you. They're still acknowledging you in all their ways. They are not leaning to their own understanding. But they stand in prayer with us. As we pray for them, they are praying for us. We are one body in Christ. We are a family. So, Lord, I thank you for the holy hookups. I thank you for your grace and mercy. And I thank you for the love that is bestowed on each and every one of us through your people. It is in Jesus' holy name. I pray this in all things, Lord. Say amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
New direction. Gray Boy. D. Lawrence. Choir music. It's a Chicago thing.
Hey.
When they what? That's right, y'all. Tell them about it. What you gonna say right here?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I like it.
that's what it's gonna be. Nobody doubts. Just a lot of singing and shouting. Love everywhere. Joy in the air. That's right, y'all. I feel it. Hey!
Oh, hallelujah. And glory to God. It is now time for this morning's message. Thank you, Jesus. So my brothers and sisters, if you have not retrieved your Bibles as of yet, I pray that you will go and get your Bible. If you're listening to us via your computer, you can simply go to BibleGateway.com and be prepared to receive your scripture. Hallelujah. This morning, our message will be brought to us by none other than our beloved Apostle Zeta Flowers. Now, thanks to God, my beautiful mother, sister, mentor, teacher, friend is also the founding pastor, thank you, Jesus, of All Nations Christian Fellowship located in Oakland, California. This woman has been walking with the Lord for a long time. So if you have, this is your first time joining us here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, hallelujah, you are up for a treat. So if, without further ado, let me put you into the most capable woman of the woman of God's hand, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Shirlene Cook. Thank you so much for the introduction, and God bless each and every one of you. We're going to go into prayer, but I just want to say that I enjoyed every song. All of the songs were just so befitting that were played this morning, and praise God for all the prayer that has gone up. Praise God, all for the glory of God. The message this morning is having unity in the church. In other words, the body of Christ. That's who we are, the church. that consists of born-again believers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We know that God would have us to be connected, and we are interconnected. Praise God. So I'm thankful of that this morning. But let us go into just a brief word of prayer. Father God, I come before you this morning believing that what I'm sharing today is what you would have me to share. I thank you for blessing me to overcome a very, very busy couple of weeks. But you said that your grace would be sufficient for us, and it definitely is. So I pray that someone will get something out of this message today that will help them. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. I'm going to be reading some scriptures this morning out of Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and out
amen.
Of St. John, the 17th chapter, and a couple of scriptures out of Acts, the fourth chapter, and Ecclesiastes, the fourth chapter as well. Praise God. When we think about unity and we as a church of and a body of believers, we think of it as spiritual unity, of course. Praise God. So spiritual unity is the quality of being made one, a state of oneness between us and harmony, peace, and love. And it all comes together as how God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit are connected, and we are all interconnected as well with them. God is, as we know, known as the Trinity,
three persons and one God, co-equal, coexisting together as one. Amen. And that is how God desires that we be as well, all right? When we talk about the Trinity, we're talking about the Godhead. Praise God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'm going to go to Ephesians, the fourth chapter right now, and starting with, I think, the third verse here. That is Ephesians 4. Let's see. Okay. And it says here, the third verse says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Amen. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Amen. So we all have been given the gift of grace. Hallelujah. From God. Amen. And I'm going to read this a little bit further because it talks about the body. Praise God. Verse 11 says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. And the reason is for perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, which we are all called into in some form or another, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. He is our head, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. So important that it's all done in love. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we know the purpose, hallelujah, of being unified. Praise God. We're to love one another despite of our differences, our culture, our background, our race. And Jesus prayed for unity among his disciples. He prayed with them, praise God, that they all may be one, as the Father art in me, he says, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. And that's that interconnection. And that scripture is in John 17 chapter and the 21st verse. And I'm going to go there now because there's some other scriptures I would like to share also in that particular chapter. So we're going to go to John's 17th chapter. And I'm going to read some of the scriptures. Jesus, this is a prayer here. Jesus was praying a prayer to be glorified. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because his hour had come. I'm going to read it to you. In this prayer, it says that, starting with the first verse, these words spoke Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Amen. So Jesus had finished his work on earth, and he's praying here now for the disciples. He says, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. That's verse 6. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee. And they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to read, I'm going to go down to the 20th verse. And Jesus was also praying for the body, for the church. He says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through the word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that thou also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So
yes,
Jesus was praying, hallelujah, for his disciples, hallelujah, hallelujah, including us, hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah. Jesus prayed for unity among the disciples, prayed for unity for all of us, praise God. Jesus also taught his disciples to pray, your kingdom come. Hallelujah, in the Lord's Prayer. God commands a blessing when we come together in unity. And there are rewards that come from us connecting in unity and serving and loving one another. Here, I'm just going to share some of the rewards. One is we are in a place where we can build each other up when we're in unity. Hallelujah. We can value others. Hallelujah. Every person, hallelujah, is valuable to God. So we too, as we come into unity in the body of Christ, we also learn that we can value others as well. Hallelujah. We also can enjoy one another. Hallelujah. God has joined us together. We can come together and pray together. Hallelujah. Share the word together. Hallelujah. That's sharing the word of God together. We're growing. We're all growing. We're learning from one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. Showing love toward one another. So the unity, our unity with Christ and other believers is essential. Praise God.
It's essential for the success of us as believers. Hallelujah. Serving within the church family and our service to God. Hallelujah. And as we come together in that way, we can accomplish so much more. Know that unity is a commandment of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As we live out the gospel and love and serve others, hallelujah, serving along with our brothers and sisters, praise God, it's a blessing. It becomes a blessing to all of us, praise God, hallelujah. And we also, we are more in tune with God as we're serving one another. Because as we serve one another, we're serving God. Hallelujah. So we're even more connected with him in that way. Hallelujah. The church is made to be one. Hallelujah. The family is to be one. Hallelujah. Our own personal families, we're to be one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read some scriptures about that in a little bit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And no one is to be exempted. Hallelujah. There is power in unity. Hallelujah. We're one body, one group of saved believers, one church in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. Knowing that there's one Spirit, the Holy Spirit, one hope, salvation, one Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. There is no other by which we are saved. Hallelujah. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. One faith. Hallelujah. So we have the teachings of Jesus, praise God, and the apostles. One baptism. Okay, I'm going to go to Ephesians 4. Fourth chapter, and I'm going to start, I think, with the first verse. It says, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Hallelujah. So whatever the calling is, whatever God has called you to do personally, praise God, you're to walk. We are to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called, with all lowliness, meekness, with long suffering, hallelujah, which is definitely one of the fruits of the Spirit found in Galatians 5, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, as I mentioned before, one Spirit. Even as ye are called and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. Praise God. Okay, let's see. Okay, I think I read some of that already. let's see. Okay, let's go to Acts chapter 4. Just 1 second here.
All right, bless the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, I think I was backing up a scripture. Verse 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under the sun given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then it tells us, and you can read the rest of this chapter, but it tells us, starting with the 13th verse, the boldness that Peter and John had. And that's one thing when we are connected in the body of Christ, praise God, in unity with one another, hallelujah, we become more powerful. We become more bold. The boldness, hallelujah, rises up in us, praise God, hallelujah, because there's power in number, hallelujah. And so, you know, that Peter and John, praise God, they were bold, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And some of the other ones, some of the other disciples, some of the other apostles were bold, hallelujah, because they were connected with other believers, praise God, hallelujah. And they were more powerful, hallelujah, in their serving and in their work. And the same thing happens with us in the body of Christ, hallelujah. We're connected with one another, praise God. We can get more accomplished, hallelujah, more work done. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
So we're called into unity for togetherness. Hallelujah. That we can accomplish things, hallelujah, that God has given us, that he has placed in our hands. Hallelujah. We can carry out the Great Commission, hallelujah, in a better way. God, with us all working together. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's a scripture in Ecclesiastes that says, well, let's just go to Ecclesiastes and read it. Okay, Ecclesiastes, the fourth chapter. We're just going to read that. Starting with the ninth verse, it says, two are better than one. Praise God, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall,
yes,
the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he has not another to help him up. Praise God. So the Lord did not call us to be alone. Hallelujah. Verse 11 says, again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Praise God. Hallelujah. It can't be broken when you're together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you're connected. Hallelujah. Intertwined. Hallelujah. In the spirit. Praise God. Okay, and there's the scripture in Psalms 133 says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Amen.
Amen.
Unity is crucial because it provides strength, greater
yeah.
power, more courage. Hallelujah. And especially, I know this to be true, especially when working on particular projects for your church family or your ministry, providing a work for your community, conferences, outreaches, and things like that. When we're working together, we can better serve, hallelujah, and we can provide more services that way. In our ministry, we have served the children, youth, young adults, seniors, the shut-ins, have made hospital visits, hallelujah. I wasn't always able to go into the hospital, but others went. You know, God didn't call us to be lone rangers, but he called us together, to work together in unity, praise God, hallelujah. When we're working in unity, if there's a funeral that needs to be attended, hallelujah, there's somebody in the body that can go. Amen. Hallelujah. It doesn't have to be the pastor. Doesn't have to be the apostle. Doesn't have to be any of those called in the fivefold ministry. Hallelujah. Anyone can go. Hallelujah. That's capable. Hallelujah. And that has the abilities to go and to serve.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And taking out food to the homeless. Hallelujah. That's another way of coming together to serve, working together. Child evangelism, working with children. Hallelujah. Leading them to Christ, working together to accomplish that. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're starting to get into doing more of that again. Hallelujah. Prior to the pandemic, there were some things that we actually couldn't do because we couldn't go into certain places. Hallelujah. Praise God. But it's better now. Thank God. Hallelujah. So that's how we can serve together in these places and other places too. I always enjoyed it when we had our prayer conferences and we connected with other churches, other church leaders came in, other ministry leaders. Hallelujah. We came together, prayed together. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And it was very effective. And I like
Amen.
The way Apostle Shirlene does that every now and then. Calls us together. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
To pray together. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's a blessing in that. Hallelujah. And it's very effective. Hallelujah. And prayers are answered. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. It's amazing how we can come together as one. Hallelujah. But through many, accomplish much. Praise God. It's such a blessing in that. So those are just some of the things that we have worked together and continuing to work together. Hallelujah. To bring about unity. And when the other unbelievers see us together, working together, hallelujah, it brings them into wanting to do the same, into wanting to know the same Jesus that we know, hallelujah, because there is joy in unity, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. And working together, we actually have fun doing it sometimes, and especially when we're going to go get back into it, having our annual picnic, which was an outreach as well. Hallelujah. And we all came together and we invited other churches. Other churches came because we did it on a Sunday. So we came out from behind the four walls and we went out in park settings that we had already reserved. And all the members were there and we invited others. And some of the churches would come and participate after their services were let out. So there was a connection of unity of believers. And then we opened it up also to others that were at the park that, were not members or had not been invited because we didn't know them. But they were able to join in with us, and some of them did. We made them welcome. We shared our food with them, our games with them. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We communicated with them. So there was a connection, hallelujah, and that's what's so good about coming together, working together, accomplishing so many things, hallelujah. And we actually had some of the ones that came, and because we went to the park, but on our annual picnics, but we always had our message, hallelujah. We did all of the things that we did in the building. But we did them outside in the opening, and after the word of God went forth, our prayers and the word of God and the sharing, then we served our food, and it was a blessing. Hallelujah. And so we stayed in the park all day and just had a good time together. That's another thing about coming together. We can enjoy one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then there's a better connection. And just like on Spirit Alive, when we come together, we learn more. We can accomplish more. Hallelujah. We can invite others
to listen in, hallelujah,
yes,
so that
yes.
they too can be blessed, hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
and encourage others to also be connected, praise God, hallelujah, letting them know that they're welcome, that anybody can come, anybody can dial in, anybody can listen in,
mm-hmm.
anybody can get the word of God, because everybody
right.
can't go into the building, praise God, and so by doing it that way, hallelujah, people can still be connected. Hallelujah. We're still connected, even though we can't see each other. Hallelujah. We are connected. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I love that. Praise God. And others are getting saved, you know, that way. So there's no limits in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're free. We have the freedom in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He brings about that freedom with us. Hallelujah. So in Christ Jesus, we're free. Hallelujah. And however he gives it to us, that's the way we give it out as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's see. I'm almost finished here. Okay, so these are just some of the ways that we can be connected, you know, and be sure to be open to inviting others so that they can be blessed. You know, I think we all know others that maybe can't go out to church, but we can call them, let them know that they can be connected. Praise God. I know my sisters are connected with Spirit Alive Live, and they have been now for quite some time. And it's a blessing for them. It's a blessing for me because I can still connect with them in that way. We can share together as family, but, you know, they're even receiving more. So I thank God for that. It's a blessing. Praise God. We don't have to feel shut in because we can't always get out. We can still be connected with the body of Christ, hallelujah, and have that togetherness and be able to share, hallelujah, and listen in, praise God, and know what's really going on, hallelujah. A lot of things, you know, we learn on Spirit Alive, hallelujah, that others share, that others bring to the table.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
I mentioned the annual picnics and things like that and conferences. That's how we connect, praise God, here. And there are also workshops. You know, we have workshops and we come together and we share. And we have not just those that are connected to our ministry, but others as well. Hallelujah. You can join in with us. And it's, you know, again, it's very effective. Hallelujah. Allowing others to step in outside of your group and do some teaching. Hallelujah. Or to share in some workshops and have some group participation, sharing your goals, sharing your visions. Hallelujah, as the Lord leads you to do so. Okay, and we have a family reunion coming up where we will have unity in our family. Praise God. God wants us as our own personal families to have unity and share our love with one another. Husbands and wives, I'm not going to read those scriptures right now, but they're supposed to be bonded in a way, praise God, that there is a connection, hallelujah, that they are not separated, praise God, but they're together in what they do, hallelujah, and what they share. The same with children in the home. They're to love and honor their mother and father. The Bible teaches us that. Hallelujah. And it's all found in Ephesians 4. Amen. Well, I'm going to turn this over to Apostle Sherlene Cook, and I hope you got something out of the sharing. Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah. Well, they got something. I know I got something out of it. Didn't nobody else get anything out of it. I got something out of it. Hallelujah. That was a good word in due season. And we want to thank you, Apostle Zeta Flowers, so much. So, now, my brothers and sisters, we are going to, in a moment, I am going to give you an opportunity, hallelujah, because to change your eternal address, to give yourself to Christ. But before we do that, remember that beautiful pastor I prayed for earlier in the prayer, the prophetic intercessor? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to ask her to come forth, and I want her to seal this word, because we need unity in the body of Christ. And I know that Pastor Vanessa teaches on this, Bishop Lester, all of us. So I praise God. So Pastor Vanessa, beloved, won't you come forth and bless us? Oh, my Lord. The devil is a lie. You know what? Sometimes the devil get on my nerves. We got you now, Pastor. Go ahead, sweetheart. Pastor Vanessa? Okay. We will come back to that. Hallelujah. Well, my brothers and sisters, you have heard the word. And now that you have heard the word, it is up to you what you do with it. Now, as you heard through the music and through the message, it is God and God alone that holds all things together. And he made sure that all of us were here this morning, those that love him, and we also love you. And we don't want you to leave here the same way you came in if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. For you see, we want you to know that the second you give your life to Christ, you become as that cord that Apostle Zeta told us about a moment ago. You are never alone from this second forward. You will never be alone again. First and foremost, Jesus will be walking with you, talking with you, leading and directing you. Yes. And then all of us here at Spirit Alive and all the true believers of Christ around the world will make themselves available to nourish you and disciple you and build you up so that you might learn your rightful place in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And, beloved, we came to tell you this morning that, you know, the wonderful thing that we love about God is, although he's a big God and he can do all things, he keeps it sweet, simple, and to the point. What I'm saying is you don't have to wait until you get yourself together. Because if you could have gotten yourself together, God would not have needed to send his only begotten son. So we came to let you know that Jesus is prepared to meet you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right where you are.
Yes.
And so are we. And all you have to do is receive the love. Receive God's salvation. Receive God's grace. Receive God's mercy. See, a gift can't be a gift until you use it. So, beloved, what I want you to do this morning, if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, you don't have to go up there making 1,000 promises that you can't keep. All you have to do is simply tell him the truth.
Amen.
Go up there and confess, Lord. And make it personal. There is no sinner's prayer. In the sense that there is no perfect thing to say. See, a sinner's prayer is personal.
Mm-hmm.
But however
Amen.
You go up there, what you need to do first and foremost is acknowledge who God is. God,
yes.
Father God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
I'm a sinner. And I believe that you sent your son, Jesus, to die for my sin. And I believe that your son Jesus now sits at your right hand interceding on my behalf. So what I'm going to ask him to do right now in his holy name is to come into my life. Save me. Rescue me. And you can put as much or as little in that as you want. Because, see, some people need, you know, some people, you already know what your issues are. And it's all right to let them know. Forgive me for lying. Forgive me of my sin. Forgive me of not believing you, or not believing in you for all these years. And then you let him know, I pray this in your son Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Not my power. Not in my strength. But I pray it in your name. And simply say, amen. And the moment that you do that, I'm not going to tell you you're going to become suddenly become all warm and fuzzy and the world is just going to become a better place for you. See, you just did the easy part. Now we have to help you to walk it out.
Amen.
So, Father God, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus for every new convert. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would not allow the enemy to sift them as wheat and to snatch that seed of faith before it has time to take root. And Lord, we pray right now in your mighty master's name that you would send those that truly love you to stand with them, to disciple them, to build them up, hallelujah, to demonstrate who you are. And Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus for those who have walked away from the church. They walked away because of their hurt. They walked away because of their anger. They walked away because they're tired of being rejected. Father God, I pray that they would hear your voice today and return home. We pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that every blood-washed believer will want to go out and to edify your people. In any small way that we can, Lord. You haven't called us all to be apostles. You haven't called us all to be preachers or teachers, but you have called us all to be your ministers of reconciliation. You have called us all to go out and make disciples of men. You have called us all, Father God, to show forth who you are. So, Lord, I want to thank you for the message and the messenger. And, Father, I praise you because we know that you are pleased. And when you are pleased, we know that old Flathead tries to raise his ugly head. But we're not happy because greater is he that's in us than anything that's in this world. So, Lord, I'm going to ask that you take control over the airwaves, over this technology, because we are going to seal this message. And then, Father God, I ask that you bless Bishop as he comes forth and blesses our brothers this morning. And, Lord, I pray that you would prepare the hearts right now of anybody that is sitting in the sanctuary that just wants to give you a hand clap of praise, that just wants to testify to your goodness. Lord, prepare them now. And I pray this in all things in your son Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen and amen. So once again, family, to my beautiful sister, Pastor Vanessa, beloved, are we ready to pray?
Yes, ma'am. Father God, we thank you for Apostle Zeta today, for Apostle Cook, and we thank you, Lord, today for the word that went forth, how it will strengthen us. It will give us insight. It will help us to focus. It reminds us of your plan and your plan of order as it pertains to unity, harmony, and anything, Lord, that we allow get in the way of us coming together and being of one mind. I thank you, Lord, today. Listen to the message. The Lord was talking about the heart issues that we all may have that hinders us from coming together. Right now, I thank you for exposing that spirit of division and how it cloaks itself as and how it cloaks itself as confusion, and how it cloaks itself as error, and people just being overwhelmed. And I thank you, Lord, as it cloaks itself with false alliances and false burdens. And also, Lord, how it cloaks itself, Father God, with pride, how we just think about our own agenda and not yours. I thank you, Lord, that your word stands forevermore, no matter what we say or what we believe. We just thank you, Lord, today for the spirit of truth. We thank you, Lord, today that we can be reminded that we can be bolstered with this, and that those who have an ear to hear, to be obedient to your word and be on board with your agenda, will find this message extremely fruitful. And I thank you, Lord, and that it's foundational. At the end of the day, it's really a foundational type of lesson, because if we don't put your agenda first, no other agenda matters.
Yes, Lord.
So I thank you, Lord, today that we have a level of peace and can be able to stand on this word. Bless Apostle Zeta. Lord, fill her up wherever she has extended. Lord, as she prays for this, I know that this is something that I hear on her heart. She always talks about discipleship. She's always talking about unity. And I thank you, Lord, today for that being something she's carrying, but you help her to carry with the right people. I also pray in the name of Jesus that this message is reinforced because of our Apostle Cook. I thank you, Lord, today for strengthening her everywhere she lacks, in spirit and naturally, Lord, as she pours more out into. I thank you, Lord, that the platform that she's on that you have created is stronger and stronger. So however you decide to elevate her, wherever you decide to elevate her as it pertains to a global presence, that there never will be lack, physically or naturally, that even the intangible and the tangible is provided for her in every way possible.
Everyone.
She holds our hands up so we can help hold her hands up. And I just thank you, Lord, to
hallelujah.
What that means to this ministry. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is so good. I hear chains breaking. I hear chains breaking.
Thank you, Lord.
I see people dancing in the spirit. I know somebody got saved today. Somebody realized their blessing was not on the way, but it was already here today. Hallelujah, was encouraged today.
I thank you for each
and every one of these mighty servant leaders, Father God. I prayed for them and you sent them. And Lord God, I cannot thank you enough. If I had 10,000 tongues, Lord God, I couldn't thank you enough.
Yes, Lord. Bless
because
her, Lord.
The love and the unity and the faith and the courage
and the obedience.
That these servants display, Lord God. I pray that you bless everything that they put their hands to, God, and bless their families for all generations, oh God.
Yes.
Continue to use them mightily, Father God, in your service. And Lord, I will forever continue to just praise you because you're doing a great thing. You're doing a new thing. You're exalting your people. You're edifying your people.
Yes, you are.
And I am just so blessed, Lord, that I can do that with my family. Now, if you're sitting up in the house right now, everybody that's in this, that's in the sanctuary, this is not a studio on Sunday. This is the sanctuary. Hallelujah. So if you're sitting up in the sanctuary this morning and you just want to say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hey, Linda, hey, Nita, anybody, Brother Lee, Brother Terry, anybody that just want to have a praise, you can just shout your amen on out. Hallelujah. All you
thank
have to
you,
do
Jesus.
Is start speaking because, see,
thank
the Spirit
you.
Is here. The presence of the Lord is here. Yes. And I don't want that interrupted by phone numbers. I don't want that interrupted by anything. I want you to be completely free to give your shout of triumph. I want you to be completely free to whoop your amen. I want you to be totally, totally at ease saying hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah. And if you haven't said amen enough and hallelujah enough already, get ready, because we're not done yet. Hallelujah, because now our beloved brother, the bishop, is going to come on in this room, and he going to give a word to our brothers, because see, here at Spirit Alive, the women here at Spirit Alive, we're going to tell you right now, we believe in God's order of things. We believe in his lineup. And here at Spirit Alive, the women of Spirit Alive want the men of God to be men of God. We want you to lead. We want you to take your rightful place. Hallelujah. We are not trying to be the woman and the man. We want you to, you got your role, we have ours. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. So I just want my brother. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I thank you for this man. He's been so faithful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on in and bless us all.
Thank you, Lord Apostle. The word for the men this morning has to do with unity. It does have to do with unity, but it is rooted in the type of courage that it takes to really be one. In life, a lot of people believe that what we're looking for is fortune and fame. They want money and they want the acclaim of people, but they don't understand that the only way to really get what you really want is to achieve freedom and respect by loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving yourself, and then loving others, even up into your enemies. And
Come on now.
So that we can really be meaningful, active, and necessary in the world and still be our own man. See, in the world, they require you to submit to their system. They require you to give oaths unto them and whatever else they require you to do. And it is just another level of bondage. But if you're really going to be meaningful, active, and necessary and be your own man, you're going to have to be God's man first. And that means you're going to God first with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, then you're really going to love yourself and trust that God has placed the power in you that he said he placed in you so that you don't worry about what people think or what it looks like or their numbers being greater than your numbers or the fact that you're unaffiliated. See, any of those oaths that you took have bound you spiritually, and you need to be free of those. So you have to look to God first. And then whatever's holding you back, let it go. Whatever's holding you back, let it go.
Amen.
Whatever you just had to have, let it go. And that is the word for the men of God today. Be free.
What a word.
Amen.
What a word. Amen and amen. All right, saints of God. There's still, look, there's still time for you to just say hallelujah anyhow, to just give God glory. Hallelujah. I just want every person within the sound of my voice to just raise a hand. Because, see, I know my Father God has been blessing us tremendously. You know, we praising God that he has raised our brother Lee up from pneumonia. We are thanking God that he is still in the restoration business with our sister Terry's eyesight. We thank you, Father God, that you, even though our apostle was busy all this week, you let her get everything she need. You needed her to do done. And she just brought a mighty word this morning. Hallelujah. I know that my brother Lester and my sister Vanessa, they're right now. They're blessing people because they just went to a wedding. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank
you, Jesus. God is doing great things. My sister, Minister Tina, just being blessed on the left and blessed on the right. And just the fact that my beautiful sister, Evangelist Michelle, is in the house just makes my whole soul leap with joy because this sister, she perseveres. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
It doesn't matter what she's going through physically, emotionally, or mentally. She perseveres. So I know that my God is in the blessing business. And
yes,
I just want to give him praise for it. You know, don't ever believe that God doesn't love you enough to bless you. Because if he did not love you enough to bless you, he would not have sent his son to die for you.
Glory.
So I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but there's some folks that still, within the sound of my voice, that are still believing the word for everybody else. But
yes.
Today, I admonish you the way Pastor Vanessa did on Thursday night, is you got to believe that word. You need to make up in your mind you're going to believe that word. Either you believe it or you don't. Either you're going to obey it or you won't. But it is time for you to make a decision. So if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, stop leaning into your own understanding. Stop believing what your eyes see, and you trust God. And here, I'm going to go you one better. If you start praising God in advance.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Before you see the miracle. Before you see the blessing.
Yes, Lord.
Watch our Father show up and show out on your behalf. Glory to God.
Well,
thanks to God, this has been a beautiful service. I have enjoyed everything my ears have heard, everything my heart has felt.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you have truly, God answered the prayer, my opening prayer for me today. Because my prayer is always, we pray that you hear something that will bless your spirit and uplift your soul. Well, I was uplifted today. It might take me to this time next week to come back down. I don't know. Because I feel mighty good, thanks to God. And I'm not ashamed. Because I'm not ashamed of the gospel or the goodness of the God I serve. So I want to thank each and every one of you for listening today. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will really go out and find yourself, hallelujah, find yourself someone to love on. Show them. Then first and foremost, like my brother Bishop said, first of all, show them that you're unified with God.
Amen.
By the love that you demonstrate.
Mm-hmm.
By
the
grace that you show forth. By the non-judgmental attitude that you're going to present.
Amen.
And then invite them to join with you and Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll never have to walk alone. So thanks God. Continue to praise him throughout this day. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you and your ministry. Hallelujah. And your churches. We pray that you will always, and we pray that the presence of God will come early and stay long, and that you will be, and that you will prosper as your soul prospers.
Yes.
If there be nothing else, now, may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in you greatly until we gather together again. You are dismissed. Go in peace. And remember, God loves you, and so do we. Have a beautiful and blessed week, everyone. To my beautiful Spirit Alive family, ATs, ministers, evangelists, I sure do love you. Brother and Sister Larson, I'll be calling you shortly. So I just want everybody to know, this is called the vestibule experience. Yes, you actually have to listen to us love on each other. Praise God. So everybody, enjoy the rest of your day. God bless you.
Amen. You too.
Love
you very much.
Love you
guys.
Love you, boys. Boys.